Howdy. I got that really great red light, and it's amazing. The super strong red light thing. Yeah. I ended up getting.
All right. So I was using the, I don't know why it decided to give me the output to my headset, but not put the input there. Two things. I highly recommend getting a red light device for general like soreness or joint stuff. It's fantastic. No, it's like actually there's a bunch of published papers on it. Red light. No, like nice little touch up, Noah. Path builder down for you guys. Well, you can make money setting up Roku backgrounds, Mike. Yeah, I have it too. Yeah, also concerning that Mike just has hundreds of tabs and never refreshes them, but whatever. So since it was a week, a long weekend, I did an extra gym session on Sunday, and I was like, I haven't done deadlifts in a while. Let me do deadlifts. But then I normally use straps once I get heavy enough. But Leo had taken one of them out of my bag, so I was like, that's fine, I'll just do mixed grip. It was not fine because I haven't been trimming my calluses as well as I should have been. And most of them just tore off my hand completely. So you could see like the muscle in my hand. Right now I have these like these band-aids on top, but like I just started bleeding. And I was like, wow, this is going great. Then I hit 315 and I was like, this is going great. Let me change grips to make sure, you know, like the traps are equally engaged. And then I did the other hand to my left hand and just whoosh, and then it was just blood everywhere. What do you mean? Oh, I hadn't trimmed them enough, the calluses. So they were going out a little bit too much. And then that just happens. Your calluses can get ripped off. It's pretty common. No, my gym just has good bars. Yeah, and I actually switched from the. No, I actually switched also from the Ollie bar, which is less knurling, to the deadlifting bar. Because I go, oh, this would be better grip because I don't have the straps. And was better grip. Right off. Yes, make sure you do it and be much better than I am. Make sure they're flat and they're relatively smooth and moisturized. If not, they're a little bit too much and then they go, and then they take off your healthy skin. Well, it is very common when you go online and everyone's like, oh, you idiot. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because you don't lift heavy enough. Actually, okay. But yeah, so I thought I was never too crazy about the callus care because I figured I'm not a climber, it's fine. No, it is not fine. So now I'm gonna have an extra bottle of liquid chalk in my bag in case one of my straps goes. And if I don't have either, I'm just not gonna deadlift. Lesson learned. Yeah. Yeah. Will be good for if he has an upset tummy. No, I meant for Leo. Liquid chalk might just be Pepto. I don't know. Yeah, it was actually really funny because right before this, there was like a smaller Latina next to me that was deadlifting a lot less, and she's like, "Wow, you don't need straps? And I was like, I normally have them. It's going well so far. And then just blood. No, it didn't go like that. So what happened was on my, I did two more sets. And then on my final one, I put the safety bars low so I could drop it there so it's easier to unload the weights. And then as I was walking over, I just saw like blood. And I was like, oh no. And then when I dropped it, it was. And then one of the gym staff, I was like, I had to go get one because like, I don't have the stuff to disinfect this. And I don't have the stuff to like, clean it. All you have are like wet, like the, you know, the wet wipes at gym to like wipe things down. I'm like, this doesn't absorb. Yeah, I was like, this doesn't absorb. So like, I just, so then I went down to the desk. So they sent someone up, and then I was also just like, do you have like first aid stuff? And they're like, oh. And then she's like looking because it's a newer gym, and then she didn't see it. And I was like, I'll just take some hand sanitizer. Bad mistake. I've never felt so much pain in my life. I thought it was going to be painful. I didn't think it would be that painful. I'm going to be honest with you. And I was like, ah! I didn't scream, but I was like, oh. Wow, so you only asked the Jewish person. That's fucked up. Yeah, B was going to send me for free. They really were trying to get me to go there. I was getting emailed by the Hillel or whatever it is. They're like, go birthright citizenship. I was like, I'm not Jewish. No. I have not heard it. Were you asked not to return? Or are you pro-genocide? I'm kidding. Go to the wall, you know. You told me about that. They kept giving you free food. Is there fiber in Israel? Or is she just avoiding it? She was just avoiding it all. Sure. 10 minutes early. Good job, Mike. Clearly. I also appreciate when people use the void song Discord effect. Yeah, people besides me use it all the time. It sounds like something that'd be in a old 2010s video game. Every time you level up, Are you gonna have a no mascot? Why? Because he's a ye nut, and ye starts with a Y. I got the one shot. So, we started off with three characters, only three. We were investigating a little bit of a sabotage of one of the really tall, big strider's legs. Someone put a little bit of metal piece into the pipe. I also realized I already gave half of, or three quarters of this to Tanner when he joined, and then Mike gave it backwards, but anyway. So we go to investigate. There's some foreman there. We're like, oh, we'll take it from here, big guy. And he's like, you're not really like a boss or anything. And we're like, yeah, but we're trying to go up to the surface. And then one of our friends turned to the foreman and said, you know, they're going to fucking kill you. So then he went and committed suicide by jumping out of the leg. He might be living. We did some investigation. One of us looked at this resonance psychometrics, saw this like deformed elf guy. Then my character, a dwarf, was immediately just like, obviously it was an elf. So we start talking to people and we're like, who could have done this? There's like, well, there's three fluid masters, and we're like, which one's an elf? And he's like, only this weirdo. So we went over to that weirdo's quarters. Turns out he doesn't really talk to people, but they saw him gambling or walking by a gambling area. So we're like, let's go over there. Go over to the gambling area. There's a bookie. We're like, we'll bribe him. Wait, first, we could do fisticuff with the guy in the arena. Then we looked at the guy in the arena again, and we're just like, we will not win that fight. So then we just bribed the guy. Our dwarf friend then asked him to go get a beer. And he's like, okay. So we went to this other building of like this old forgotten part of the city that's overrun by mutant stuff. Walked over there, fought some rats, nearly died. Turns out most people in this party can't heal themselves. Doing some more investigating. Then this really cool guy runs over and is like, hey guys, I heard people are fighting and I'll take some money. So we're like, sure, come on in. And then we're like, wow, where did this guy go? And then we saw this like super old sealed door that he definitely no one's touched in like 300 years. And we're like, probably through that. So then we muscled it open, saw a really big bug thing, and then we killed it. And then we didn't find that guy. We went to the library.
Okay.
Yeah, they're getting DDoSed. No idea, but I sent the Reddit posts and which also a link which the owner responded to and then also links to their Patreon. They're getting DDoSed and they tried fixing their DNS, but then the hosting service messed up apparently the IPs in the transfer. So I'm also going to ask Anzu or Benny if they're not researching to help me out with something. Are you researching, Benny? Wait, is Benny good at researching? Never mind. I'll wait for Arctos. No, for Anzu. I will flag down. I'll actually just turn to the librarian, the Big Fish. Sorry, not Big Fish. That Johnny Skyfall was talking to and go, can you help me with my search, please? And I hold out a gold piece. I'm not good at those. Or just lower the DC. Very rude. Okay. Why is this bribing? Not. I thought, my bad. And when I turn, I'm like, librarians don't like to help people. That's messed up. All right. You guys are mean. I don't like it here. What are they doing? They're not helping people with books. Like what? What's the event and what do they ask me to do? Okay. And then someone asks me how to fight with a sword. Oh, okay. You see the confusion, right? Yeah. I guess, but I feel like that'd be more like if I was in a kitchen giving a pep talk to cooks and talking to them, and then someone asked me to help cook them something, and I was like, sure, here's a gold. I'll take it. I am pretty wise. Okay. You see if there's any literature on awoken animals? Like divinely awoken bear animals or bears or That's what, yeah. Yeah. Or also just see what info they had. Could you also look up some BBBs? Big booty bears. That's okay. Arctos will just be, will not think you're very good at researching, but that's okay. Okay. You don't have to. It's okay if you don't want to. Yeah. No. Do you have a hero point? A mythic point, I mean? That's 19, right? Yay. Ooh. Much better. Is it in my Arctos doc? Boom. You're saying I'm one of the best minds in this world? And he puts his paws like this. Great. Thank you for proving this. Did you find the second thing I asked? Oh, working on that. Okay. All right. Yeah. Non-magical polar bear. They don't know how long magical polar bears last. Yes. Arctus adjusts his monocle. Yeah. We know the guy who works with him. Doesn't Arc Mechanics, yeah, didn't, but he also just isn't the Arc Mechanics' job to like deal with the hearts that deal with the stuff? Yeah, I think it's not a leap of faith to assume it. It's in that org. Arctos will be helping too. Arctos, give me 1 second. That's we should go say hi to them. What do you think they do you think they'll try to kill me? Amazing. I'll call upon them at some point. Arctos has a -1 to int, but he's still helping out. Midway through, he's going to stop and go, I am one of the most special minds of modern magic. Just to let you know. Arctos would not realize that. Johnny might. Arctos wouldn't. And then we'll head back to Minister Vane's house after this. Actually, continue. That'll ask a question after. That's what Arctus looks like when he's explaining it on this whiteboard that he rolled out. It's a shame he used your hero point. So, why don't the armies of the Iridescent Host just like stomp out Tellya's Run? Is it that they can't, or they won't? All right, should we go back to see if Vane came back? How about like angels? Do they live? Are there Joker worlds? Are they in the God home? Are they even exist? Do they even exist? What were all of them again? There was giant fire pyre. There's Regency? Regency? Was that one? Regent. Did you guys look into those guys at all? you guys want to look into Ott? Regency, who do you think's reaching out to that Regent? Who do you think Regency is reaching out to? I think Grayson is talking to Regent. Well, do we have him confirmed listening to Embercall? Yeah, but the Void Song might just be like a genre. And then there's like an Ember Call, which is in there. There's like Giant's Call, you know, might be a genre coming from over there. Yeah. Because there was a lot of people over at that demon party. A lot were. That's why I think that it might be they all might have been resonating with. Because who would Void Song correspond with in this? You think there's a seventh actor here? Well, I guess a 13th actor. Yeah, 13. It's like the 13th realm, but the 13th song. So you think the Void Song's good? Yeah. I also don't know if they're good because their henchmen are devils. Well, the guy with the Strider, we're going to go to the vocalist. Yeah. So you think we're helping the bad guys get to the good guy, the vocalist? Or do you think the vocalist is a bad guy? We're helping bad guys go to the bad guy. I'm a little bit more concerned. I think the opposite. I think it means they were very involved. Because there were so many people that were touched by the Void Song, and they all had people. In fact, Iconoclasm are the only good people I've seen touched by, even Grayson.
And then we went to a family reunion, and they were all evil. We were watching people get killed. Other people were fighting demons. It bad vibe. Aren't you the thinker? You want me to solve all of these things? I'm just pointing out observations, guys. 99% of the people we met with the void song were bad people. Right. I think, like most people at that party. Yeah, the devils, the party goers. I still say to do it. I'm just warning y'all, we're leading devils to who you think is a good person. Not normally a good idea. All right, should we go back to the house? To the palace. We're not allowed to go there, and who's like, we're not allowed to go to like his office or anything, right? All right, I imagined. And then we still have an appointment on the books for next week, right? All right. Well, what do you guys want to do? Do you guys want to visit the prison? Yeah. I got some fans. Should we try to talk to the before we do that, should we try to talk to our two friends that also went to the Yeah. And before we leave, I'll just leave a note with Crowley that to just call at Iconoclasm if there's an earlier opening to chat. Let's drive over. Sorry, I was grabbing a yogurt. You were. Oh, yeah, you got it. You know what? I'm going to roll one. Not because I think I can beat you, but because I could always get a one. I'm kidding. Yes. Of course, they beat someone at dice. Which number are you looking for? Oh, same as us. Wait, what was the other one that they, what did they say about us? Old name? Yeah. Well, our group wanted to ask two questions about another keystone because they were scared we'd lose it. I said we should just kill whoever takes it, but wise bet. You can share it if you'd want. I like this girl. No. They must have, when they were tasked to go to the television world, they're probably like, this will be fine. We'll just kill two of the judges, look like them, and just let them win. And they're like, wait, where did one of them go? One of them's not with the group anymore? He's someone else. Is he impersonating someone else? They're probably like, fucking narrative. They're like, our fucking narrative boss. Through the wretched.
Oh, we know. Well, there's also the arch Mechanicus guy that we know who works with the heart. So we got to get through him to get to the heart, to get to the art piece, or to bring the art piece. I agree.
I have another idea. So I like your idea of Velvet Mark, but I think our way in are prostitutes. We know this guy loves prostitutes, right? So we taunt him with some prostitutes, and then we get in there, and he'll lead us to this blackmail. I mean, come on. You don't think he does? Have you ever been around an arc mechanic? They're horny. Honestly, guys, I just read a book like this and I figured it'd work. I Also, to answer your question about the art, I was hoping my friend could hook us up with some fine art. If you have a better lead, or if you just want to steal some, by all means, go for it. Should you guys go on the offensive and just start killing our competitors? Or. Wasn't that your plan? They wouldn't expect the murder before they get the lodestone. Yeah, it's kind of sociopathic. That's just a devil. That's just a devil. Apple. Flintlock toboggan, it's giving devil.
Oh, yeah. So we can, oh, they were devils. We are talking about this. I think they're going to try to kill the Void Song. I don't know if that's true. Or they're working for the Void Song. Well, I guess trust him. Do you guys trust him?
Where is she from? Well, you know, he's not part of an award. Definitely a devil. They're just like, oh, it's just Spartalbeats. It's right over there. He's a different devil. Maybe he's a demon? What card did you take there? Oh, you just stole it. That's fair. Some guy tried to rob us. We show them the guns. How long do they have to take? Like a short rest? Oh, okay. Okay. They don't need to attune or something over a short rest? Okay. Might just be Arcana. No, Tinker's Tools was like, yeah, but it was like Dex plus Int plus proficiency. I would. Don't think it's necessarily a bad thing to show up with the wrong art. I think it's we have a chance of having the right art, and if we show up with no art, we definitely don't have a chance of having the right art. But I do think the art thing is a backseat. Like I think we could find the heart and then try to get the art. I mean the counters we also could show up and then be like, why are you here? And we're like, we have blank art piece for the heart. So I think both are fine, but I'm fine looking for the heart first. I just think once you have a general idea, we could still try to get the heart the artwork, but What's the game plan about what? Well, I believe in the divinity. I believe in the supreme divinity of the host, and I believe that the Inquisitors are going to take care of it for us. Is Grayson, do we know if he's directly involved with the Ember Call or if he just works with them? Like, do we think he's in it or do we think he just like contracts with them? Okay, because if he is, do you do any business with them or anything? Oh, so it means Twelwyn was working with Ember Call, but he Grayson doesn't work with Ember Call. I see. So Grayson is with the Regent Voitsong. Okay. Okay, so maybe we could play ball with the Ember Call. I say we get the lodestone, and then if we have time, we deal with the Ember Call. Because I think our main thing with Ember Call was just to find out more about the Void Song, but it seems like we might find more about with these other people. Maybe they are more important than these lodestones. To do what? Venture. Yeah. How does staffs work again? So, like, with charges, I can just use the staff charges, not mine, right? Yeah. There's a staff of healing? Is that worth it for me to have extras? I probably wouldn't have it out. Oh no, it just gives me one first level heal. That's useless. Oh, it gives me a plus one to healing. It's all right. And then, is my shield sturdy? This is the only other last question. Can I make my shield sturdy? Yes, for 100 gold. Yes. Yeah. How much gold did we disperse any gold recently? I would like 60. Also, Benny, should you buy heavy plate, like full plate, to not go down as much? Or is that detrimental? Okay. Heal at what level? Yeah, not worth it. All right. I'll just if we can get 60 or Arctos gets 60 gold, he will buy a sh he'll upgrade his shield. Actually, Josh, how do I just, is there a way to just update it to make it not minor reinforcing, make it sturdy? Okay. I go. I see, I see. Oh, I have the other shield too. Oh, I gave the other shield to Tanner, remember? Or I gave it to them before. Can I sell the reinforcing shield also? How much is that? Yes. And I'll sell the fortress shield. And I'll sell the fortress shield, which is 20. And that's half 10. And then, okay. Okay, cool. Thank you. Cool. I'm ready. We can go to sleep. Yes.
His grandma hates him. Arctos comes over. That's a crazy guy. I'm kidding. Man, I heard everything. He has a hood over his head. You didn't notice me. While your friend walks out, ask, it's Arctos. It's Mission Impossible masks. Hey guys, by the way, that guy that used to be in your group that died, did you guys ever hold like a funeral service for him, tell his company he died, or did you just kind of keep going? Okay. 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 If any of you guys die and don't come back, do you want a funeral? Do you guys have wills? Okay. You'd like your orc to know? Okay. Is your will like a 14 or something? Okay. Cool. Should we let his org know, or should we just go? What does the church do? I'm assuming they like, if you're rich, they put you in like a big tomb, or do they cremate it? Like, what does the host do? Okay. No, it froze for me too, so I think it's Discord. And no, I appreciate all that. And then finally, do I have any idea what like the judge would do as a Arctos? Sorry, let me just normally I pull up Foundry to see my stats, so I'll just roll instead. Skills. Where is the religion? Okay. Oh, it's a recall knowledge about religion. No! Yes. Thirty. So on. You might want to tell this org. Yeah. Or maybe we could just fax it to them. Yeah, what else are we gonna do? Go into a random branch and be like, there's this guy named Argyle that worked for you, he's dead. Yeah, we'll just fax it and then go. Yeah. Yeah, gang violence, what river he was last seen, and just. We could say what gang and just be like terminated. It's good to do. I'm for museum, but that's because I like to steal things. And that's because I've never been able to steal anything, because I've been given everything my entire life. But I think it'd be fun to steal something. Or we can go for the heart. I'm fine with doing the heart. Mike froze like. Right, I'm down with that. All right, Benny. Benny and everyone lead the way. I'm gonna be honest with you again. Okay. I'm gonna be honest with you guys. I kind of feel like we should just go, Oh, you know who we never talked to again? Side quest. We never talked to the very nice lady. Oh, Arctos wouldn't know, but George would. We never talked to the very nice lady right above the sewage hole that we went in to go see Yeah, and then she was one. Watching the top, and then all of the people down there were brutally murdered.
Oh, that's true. Hopefully she never went down. All right, let's go. Let's go. Let's go do something else. I'm okay. I'm not good at all of those. If you can make it a religion check, I can help out. Connie does.
Yeah, I was gonna say he was gonna bomb it.
The guard changes happen at this time, and one of the guards' name is Phyllis, and his wife's sick. And he.
Amazing.
We should have asked if they were complying with this game or if we're trying to take something from them that they want. Yeah, like should we go in disguised? What if we lay it all out and they're like, no, and then it goes missing. They're going to be like, well, it was those people. I kind of stick out. Yeah, like I just could put a big poncho on. I don't know. Is there any disguise? Could you disguise me? Don't we have a disguise kit? Give me a wig. So should we go in? Okay. Are we going to tell them that we got invited to this party and explain it? Yes. Should we go get some art? Imagine we go in and we're just like, hey guys, this super secret part that's probably responsible for critical infrastructure inside of the city. We know its name, even though it doesn't know who we are. If we were to bribe it, what type of art does it want? I want to go talk to them. I do. I just don't know the angle that we could take. Because maybe we go, look, we know it has a lodestone. And then it's going to be like, what? What do you mean? Yeah. I think it might know about the context, but I'm down to try. And then if they tell us no, yeah. So we're gonna. Hey, if you guys want to try it, they might not even let us in, but let Big Fit, no, let Johnny try talking to him. I'm gonna pull up my poncho so it's not as dis. I want to immediately jump out. Yeah. Why else would you have a poncho? Yeah. It's like a drug rug. Yeah. All right. I'll be in the back seat. Yeah. I don't like this. This came from campaign one. I don't like this guy. No, but more than 50 because Mythic will add plus 6. So, just keep in mind, if we don't do well in this check, we don't progress further. But if we do well, we progress further to a more difficult person that you're going to want that for. So. Oh, he might be speaking to rapid. There might be rapid connection. Yeah. Think those might have been palladium spikes. look it up. Acrylic paints, like what kind of era, what kind of stuff do you want? Yeah, the good one with the Arctic. Well, first try the Arctic and then try the other one. The paintings in Arctos's room. And then. Yeah. Can I also try chatting with it and be like, pull down my hood and I go, I hope my name has some recognition here. I can get us a respectable painting. I wanted to do that. Can I roll a check or no? All right. We'll be back with one. Yeah. All right, so we'll just go. Might have been. Yeah, I think we should have brought the painting, yeah. Do you even think he's going to be willing to talk to us again? No, I mean I think we just should have came with a painting. We literally just walked up to a transit node and we're like, "Can we talk to your secret supercomputer for a painting?" And then it's like, "Okay." And then we're like, "We don't have a painting." And they're like, "Why?" I don't think we should have. Yeah, I still think we should have got the. I think it makes sense that it wanted the painting.
I mean, I think it kind of is. I think we could. I don't think that was a good meeting, and I think it could have only been better if we had a painting, but that's fine. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we could try getting the painting. Or we could just come back and go. Yeah. All right. So now we need a good piece of painting. I don't know if the Quinn passed the check anymore. I think we need something better than a Quinn. I mean, the information we got was we should have brought a painting, but that's fine. But I mean, like, then we said, what about this? And then he said, get the fuck out of here. So I don't know if we, the second meeting, we should come in with, remember we came in with nothing and then we brought up one painting and then just to get the fuck out, we brought that painting. He's going to be like, okay. So, like, I think we should try to get the best painting we can, which might be better than a Quinn. Sure. I mean, kind of, right? Yeah, no, I don't know. That's why I was going to say we should look for the painting first, but yeah. Yeah. But we've also, yeah. I mean, I'm just saying we need to bring a good painting. I have no idea what a good painting is. We literally just looked at paintings for like 20 seconds and then we just left. So like we should look, maybe museum, maybe we try to steal one, maybe we try to buy one. I don't know. But I don't know if we should just immediately go, all right, Quinn, and then solve it now. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I've been trying to do. Like maybe the Quinn's like a Rembrandt and then we should bring it. Or maybe it's just like a crazy guy with the tinfoil hat that painted over that thing. Alright. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not.
It's Arctos.
Arctos is Duke Silver, if you guys get that reference. From Parks and Rec. Yeah. You go to a thing and he has a hat and he does jazz. Agreed. It told me his camera failed, but yeah. It's asking me to try again. How would that? All right. Oh, by the way, are we going to be moving off Discord? I don't see any good alternatives. Yeah. Yeah. Oh.
You have to actually make an adult server, and it's not. Because, like, there's 18 plus Discords that you have to, like, specifically be able to opt in to even see. And I don't know if I like him anymore.
I gotta go. Adios.
Cat.